This is Fresh Air. In the 1950s, drummer Max Roach and the late bassist Charles Mingus founded Debut Records. It was one of the first and more artistically successful musician-owned record labels. A new 12-CD box set brings together all the debut recordings on which Mingus appeared as leader or sideman. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's an epic, literally.
Complete debut recordings of Charles Mingus, 14 hours of stuff recorded between 1951 and 57, is, like most epics, a long and complicated journey with a happy ending. There's lots of good stuff here, much of it never released before. Still, chances are it won't all grab you on first listening, the way the bassist's later stuff does. You have to get almost to the end of it before you hear the emergence of the mature Mingus. A musician who fused jazz, blues, gospel, and European classical music like nobody else. Mingus and Max Roach set up the debut label to give exposure to other players as well as themselves. Mingus stays in the background on many sessions, and they're not always by musicians of his own stature.
People all say I'm dopey or they think I'm crazy. Girls don't pull their hair out over me. But now since I've learned to make believe, I'm as happy as a guy can be. If you make believe with all the fine chicks, then you're sure to get some crazy way out kicks. You'll never care if they're putting you on, for you are the coolest when making believe.
That's Jackie Paris, one of several singers of dubious merit featured on debut, crooning a Mingus lyric. Of course, it's not very good, but its off-the-wall excesses are typical of Mingus, one of jazz's true larger-than-life types. Besides, his failures tend to be more amusing than most people's. That lyric may be terrible, but it's pretty funny. Not all of the stuff here that's supposed to be bad is bad. Miles Davis did a four-song session for debut that critics have been knocking since it was recorded in 1955. The arrangements are a little fussy, but Miles's playing anticipates the melancholy ballads he'd specialize in later. Miles Davis isn't the only jazz superstar who turns up in this box. There is also a famous concert recording from Toronto with bebop giants Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, and Max Roach. But some of the best sessions are with players you probably haven't heard of, like pianist Spalding Givens, now known as Nadi Kumar. By the way, that's Max Roach on drums. Nadi Kumar's habit of working up jazz versions of classics like Rhapsody in Blue surely appealed to Mingus, who might insert a classical theme into one of his own performances. I'm sure you classical music fans recognize that as Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor, combined with Dizzy Gillespie's arrangement of All the Things You Are. Mingus called it All the Things You Can See Sharp. It comes from one of his last debut sessions, recorded under his leadership at New York's Café Bohemia. These live tracks were among the best things in the debut box, made even better because half of them have never been released before. In a sense, everything that's gone before it leads up to this session, which also looks ahead to the gospel-tinged music Mingus would make in the future. It contains the earliest versions of what would become a Mingus standard, his Haitian fight song. This collection as the story of a heroic quest. Giving other folks a hand helped Mingus discover his own direction. The Café Bohemia sessions aren't the last thing in the debut box, but they're its dramatic climax. Like all lavish box sets, this one is a budget buster, so let me recommend a couple of inexpensive LPs as an alternative. A debut sampler called Autobiography in Jazz and the album Mingus Live at the Bohemia are in Fantasy Records' Original Jazz Classics series. If after listening to those, you still want the box set but can't afford it, well, you can always write a letter to Santa Claus.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Charles Mingus, the complete debut recordings, distributed by Fantasy Records. This is Fresh Air.